Time is running out for the Downey's Correctional Facility, which will close for good on June 30th unless lawmakers authorize additional funding for another year. And right now, lawmakers can't agree on whether a planned pre-release center should move forward in Washington County or whether the governor's decision to abruptly shut down DCF should be carefully reviewed. With the legislative session nearing its end, A.J. Higgins reports that hopes for either option are dimming.
The Downey's Correctional Facility continues to operate with 5 guards and 8 inmates. But unless the legislature votes to fund the facility with veto-proof margins, it will shut down for good on June 30th when the state's fiscal year ends. On Tuesday, House Republican leader Ken Fredette was among those who voted against continued funding for the prison.
I don't think anybody really sees the Downey's Correctional Facility as having a long-term future.
Particularly Governor LePage, whose pre-dawn closure of the facility in February violated state law. Earlier this month, Justice Michaela Murphy sided with attorneys representing about 50 DCF staff laid off by the Department of Corrections and ordered that the prison be kept operational until the legislature decides otherwise. But 60-some inmates who were part of the work release programs that benefited area businesses in Washington County have since been transferred to other facilities. Fredette says LePage could still support limited funding for DCF if lawmakers authorize a pre-release center in Washington County. And he says that bill remains stalled in committee.
You know, now we simply need some legislative action authorizing for something to be built. That's this other bill that's now out there about this new pre-release center down in Washington County. For some reason, it hasn't been moved out of the Criminal Justice Committee, which is part of the problem.
Some Republicans say majority Democrats in the House are purposely holding hostage the pre-release center bill as a way to leverage DCF funding. The bill would keep the facility open for a year while lawmakers study the implications of the closure on the corrections system and Washington County's economy. Lawmakers voted Wednesday to fund the facility, but by a margin that fell short of the two-thirds threshold needed to override a likely LePage veto. Fredette says if members of the House and Senate would simply approve the pre-release center bill, then he and other Republicans, including LePage, would support the limited operation of DCF until the pre-release center becomes operational. But Fredette says House members have taken the opposite approach.
To do it the other way around is not going to get the support of the House Republican caucus. That bill will get vetoed and probably sustained.
We're not ready to make a deal. We hope to get it to appropriations, and we'll work with appropriations and with the Democrats and Republicans and see what we can do for the best for Washington County.
Republican State Senator Joyce Maker of Calais has been leading the fight in the Senate to preserve funding for DCF. She is supported by GOP State Representative William Toole of Machiasport, who says that in a worst-case scenario, there is voter-approved bond money available to move forward with the pre-release center, although it was originally earmarked for the State Correctional Facility in Windham.
Use that money to refurbish, upgrade, rebuild, replan, do whatever for the future. I mean, that money's there. It's not going away.
The money may not be going anywhere, but lawmakers in the 128th legislature will be. Democratic House Speaker Sarah Gideon says she remains committed to finding a funding mechanism to restore staff positions at DCF and to repopulate it with prisoners. But she also says many House Republicans continue to oppose funding as the legislature's April 18th adjournment date looms. She's also leery of promises about what the governor will or won't do in reaction to a legislative vote.
Time is running out here, and I don't even know if I would call what Representative Fredette has said to you as a real proposal.
While legislative efforts to save the prison continue, arguments over whether Governor LePage is fully complying with the court order granting injunctive relief are playing out in Superior Court, where attorneys for the displaced workers are claiming that the prison cannot be considered operational with only 5 workers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.